Blog Talk Radio. We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show. If Sunday has always been the day for music pleasure that makes you relax, think, and reflect on those things that are valuable, we will present a music selection especially for you, full of amazing composers, renowned violinists, and vocalists that will astonish your inner essence beyond measure. Our new Classical Music Adventure Series, a unique selection of classical music provided by only the best in the field. Our series, created by producer Don S. McClure, is just that, a classical music adventure you will enjoy. Join us and listen on Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 347-633-9376 or click on our website, dsmpublications.net. So join us on Sunday for our classical music adventures, presented by renowned American author Don S. McClure.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes. We are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
If Sunday has always been the day for music pleasure that makes you relax, think, and reflect on those things that are valuable, we will present a music selection especially for you, full of amazing composers, renowned violinists, and vocalists that will astonish your inner essence beyond measure. Our new Classical Music Adventure Series, a unique selection of classical music provided by only the best in the field. Our series, created by producer Don S. McClure, is just that, a classical music adventure you will enjoy. Join us and listen on Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 347-633-9376 or click on our website, dsmpublications.net. So join us on Sunday for our classical music adventures, presented by renowned American author Don S. McClure.
And good afternoon. On Sunday, we're taking you through classical music adventures. Beauty and Magic is the subtitle of our show for today. I believe classical music has a magic built deep inside of each composition, creating adventure, love, romance, and the gain of respect and honor, creating beauty also. Some of the best classical music composers were from back in the day. A particular composer that I just truly admire, Antonio Vivaldi, which I'm doing a new book called The Blue Rose, Saving Vivaldi. We're going to talk about that later in the show, but today, we're taking you to Austria to a group of five young ladies who play phenomenal violin. And if you go to YouTube and look up Paladio, P-A-L-L-A-D-I-O, you will see some astonishing violin compositions set to motion as if they were doing a motion picture. I can't wait to introduce you to Winter, which is a composition by Antonio Vivaldi, and these five young women play it greatly. We will also feature today one of my favorite artists, actually two, Laura Fabian, who took Adagio and rewrote it in English so that you would be able to understand the Italian version of such a great composition. We have a lot going on for you today. Also, our featured artist is one of my favorite, Cecilia Bartoli. She is one of the leading opera singers of today who brought back the life of Antonio Vivaldi. I appreciate her and her efforts, and she educated me on the emotions of Antonio Vivaldi's music so that I would be able to write a better book. We're not going to delay. Today is 5:08. You can reach the show by dialing 347-633-9376. That is the number you can dial in from all over the world to get into the show. Or you can go to my website, dsmpublications.net, and click on the big red on-air button, and you'll be able to listen to the show online. We're going to take the magic in violin music and present it to you today. We start off with the five young ladies who I can't explain to you enough how talented they are. And we will follow that up, Laura Fabian and Adagio. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Winter, Austria Quartet, Antonio Vivaldi.
once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meets and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
And we're back, and I've returned. And again, you're listening to Classical Music Adventures, Beauty and Magic. You know, I have a show on Friday that plays a lot of R&B and just international music. And I noticed that my ratings in South Korea just continue to flourish as they do in Japan and also Brazil and Seoul. One of the things that's amazing about music, it has so many different tentacles. So with the jazz, I appreciate the audience that listens in, and Friday for the R&B, and on Saturday, we have a one-hour gospel show. So that shows you the versatility of music that you can share with every person in your family and friends, no matter what they enjoy in music. The DSM Network, we have something for you. And again, my children's board games and the children's adventures are just so exciting to create, like my idol, Walt Disney. And believe me, I have a lot of people I admire that I try to pattern the best work that I can do. We're going to continue on this Sunday with classical music with Adagio by Laura Fabian. And again, one of my favorite artists.
I don't know how to reach you.
You know, one of the things about history, Laura Fabian made history when she reinterpreted the words of the Italian song Adagio to English. You know, a lot of times artists, especially African-American artists, they'll take a song and they'll sing it in English, and to broaden their scope, they will re-release that song in Spanish. One of the artists that a lot of people admire did that was Beyonce. A couple of her songs were in English, and they were sang in Spanish. You know, that's versatility, and it shows that the artist is reaching a wider audience. So as you build your career in whatever it is you do, expand it with diversity. That was the key to pushing Black history when I took it across America, to understand that diversity means inclusion, and it means admiring people from other cultures who have produced such great things, as the African American and the Black culture. There have been many successful things that were brought to light by Black people, people of color, and African Americans. So we're going to play a track by one of my favorite violinists, Vanessa May from Asia, and we're going to follow it up with the five young ladies who play violin superbly. And again, you're listening to Classical Music Adventures, and it's the kind of music I grew up with, and actually, a lot of you grew up with it. If you ever watch motion picture movies, 90% of the soundtracks are from classical composers, like Hans Zimmer, who gives you just phenomenal stories in the background of composition with music, from Sherlock Holmes to just a lot of the great movies. Even when you're watching the Titanic, classical music is being played in the background. And even with a lot of your children's stories, Hansel and Gretel, Snow White, they all have classical compositions. So you like classical music, sometimes you just don't pay attention to it. We're going to get to our great song today by Vanessa May playing Storm, and we're going to follow it up with five electric violins from Austria. Thank you. that was the Antonio Vivaldi composition called Storm. And I don't think anyone plays it better than Vanessa May. And again, you're going to hear it over and over again in different compositions by different people. But again, Vanessa May, in the terms of just basic understanding, she nailed it. And I know that's not a classical term, but it's one that is really appropriate. And I admire the talent of Vanessa May. We're going to turn now to the long version of Five Electric Violins, Austria. And again, five young ladies who are phenomenal at playing violin. And one of the tracks that they do, and it, as a matter of fact, a lot of the compositions they play today will be by Antonio Vivaldi, one of my favorite composers. It took 200 years to bring his music back to life. He was considered in the day a boring fellow. He taught at an all-girls school, and he created some of the best compositions. And people were amazed because he was a priest, but he adored music, and he taught some of the best. He died poor, and that's what my story is about. They buried him in a pauper's grave in Italy, and Cecilia Bartoli revived the Vivaldi revival and brought him back to life. So she's to be given a lot of credit for that. All right, so let's venture off into the world of classical music and adventure and magic with Five Electric Violins.
Adventure by renowned American author Don S. McClure is one of the best stories from his collection of literary works. This story is based on the idea that fate will guide your destiny once a genuine friendship begins in your life. The pages are filled with an unusual friendship between a female blue butterfly with only 115 days to live and a young woman who has taken her career to new heights in her life. When her life is turned upside down by a reckless driver who runs a stop sign, causing her to become the victim of a life-threatening accident. This tragic event will form the beginning of an unknown friendship between our blue butterfly and her two friends, a brown royal monarch and a beautiful black butterfly. The butterflies create bonds of respect and love for each other as they decide to help Rita, the young woman who lost her determination to live. The butterflies must find a way to get Rita to the healing waters of the Sierra Mountains during their adventure. I Love Being a Butterfly, a new world of adventure, shares the belief that everyone's life is exceptional and has great purpose, no matter what happens in the days that follow. And as 115 days come to an end, there will be an everlasting bond of sincere friendship that will not be broken. Created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Available for purchase at dsmpublications.net.
Music Adventures, Beauty and Magic on Sunday. That was one of the announcements from one of the best narrators in the world, Cass Jackson. And we've worked together for many years, and she will also become the voice of my character, KK, Crystal Catherine Magic. We turn now our attention to Cecilia Bartoli, one of the great opera singers of our time, and also what I consider one of the great storytellers.
Oh, My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. was created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our story centers around the lives of three sisters who are identical triplets, making this tale of intrigue unusual. The middle sister, Tierra, has the misfortune of being misidentified as Trajan, the top espionage operative for the U.S. and the leading female agent in the world of clandestine affairs, more dangerous than the CIA, MI6, or the KGB, and capable of getting the results America needs in the war against terrorism. You will find yourself caught up in My Sister Tiana.
Yolanda, A Story of Faith, is truly a once-in-a-lifetime sharing of events for a unique individual that reached a level of inspirational blessings for others while enjoying the desires and dreams crafted inside her at an early age. It is a book based on actual events captured through the eyes of her younger brother. One might ask, what makes this story different? Well, the pages are shaped with love and admiration while bringing to life personal experiences that shape this amazing child with a heart and concern for others. This small-framed, unique individual who became a young lady filled with dreams and a thirst for adventure will always push the boundaries of her faith. Her curiosity drove her as a young woman, and while going through life, she became a source of inspiration, being admired just for living a simple life driven by her faith in God and His words. It is a story marked by personal victory and emotional challenges, spanning a life of endurance and purpose from January 12, 1936 to June 22, 2020, when her eyes closed for the final time at 5:15 p.m. Central Standard Time. This fantastic story was created through the eyes of her younger brother, Don S. McClure, renowned American author. Available for purchase on our website, dsmpublications.net, and available on thevoiceofjoyonline.net.
As we return to the last half of the classical music adventures, we have 51 more minutes, and I'm just always so amazed that people hang in there with me like they do on most of my shows for the 2 hours, except for on Saturday, where we do an hour show. But the continual support, it does my heart really well. We're going to jump now back to our favorite five young lady violinists, and now they are performing Amadeus, the electric quartet. They believe that they are some of the best, and I agree. They play a phenomenal violin, and their videos, when you have a chance to look at their videos on YouTube, you will really enjoy it. You can go to my channel, Don S. McClure, and enjoy great music. And don't forget, the fall of this year, we're bringing out our own TV streaming network where we will also still feature classical music adventures on Sunday, but they will actually have a lot more live presentation as far as video. classical music adventures, Beauty and Magic. And that last piece is called Gloria by Vivaldi, my favorite Italian composer. Well, she just announced that I have 90 seconds. This has been enjoyable. It really has. And again, tune in next Sunday and next Saturday and next Friday and next Wednesday to hear some great music. And a lot of laughs on Friday. We just have a ball. We kind of clown a little bit. But what would Friday be without enjoyment, laughter, jokes? And I do tell some stale jokes. So I'm going to say goodnight for Sunday. I have more music, more things to write and produce, but I have enjoyed it. Be safe out there. Take care of your loved ones. And I will catch you Wednesday. How about that?